You will hear a man called Jim Green talking about how to get into the music industry. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
Hello, and thank you for inviting me to talk to you this evening about how to get into the music industry. So, the first thing to note is that the music industry is constantly changing and evolving. You need to make sure you stay up to date and keep up with trends affecting the business. Check out specialist music websites for news and insight into the industry, and also trade magazines, which are produced for industry insiders, unlike other music magazines. Obviously, you'll need a CV when you apply, whether it's for an unpaid internship or for a paid job, and you need it to make an instant impression if you want to have a chance of getting an interview. It doesn't have to be very long, but it really does need to be memorable. As you know, there's a huge amount of competition for places. The person looking at your CV needs to see that you are enthusiastic and can use your own initiative. Unpaid interns are often expected to do administrative work, so if you have any experience in that area, do include it. You're unlikely to be involved in PR work or dealing directly with the stars. Lots of people who are now high up in the industry did low-paid jobs when they first started. You might be surprised to know that one top executive started out as an office cleaner. My first job was as what's known as a tea boy, and I'm happy with the way my career has progressed. I'm glad I didn't turn the first work offer down. It was a great way to get in. So, I suppose my main piece of advice to anyone considering applying for an internship is, don't limit yourself. People need to remind themselves that life is full of surprises and unexpected developments. You just never know what something relatively unexciting may lead to. And if you have any experience at all in the music industry itself, that will help too. I'd worked as a volunteer before applying for paid work. I'd spent 3 summers helping out at music festivals, and what started off as a desire to have a bit of fun turned into a passion for me. So I'd definitely recommend volunteering. All experience is useful, but having this kind of experience on your CV shows that you don't just know about theoretical aspects of the industry, but practical ones too. You should also try to meet people who work in the music business. Go to as many different networking events as possible. Check industry websites to find out about these, and there are also plenty of experts giving talks that you'll find useful. Conferences are also worth going to if you can, because you'll meet all sorts of helpful people there. One big music organisation also holds a series of informal music career talks in different parts of the country. You can meet people doing things from marketing to digital music production, a reminder that there are more roles in the music industry than just being a singer. If you're interested, come and see me after the talk and I'll give you the details. Finally, don't forget that like all other businesses, creative industries like the music industry also need lawyers and accountants and people to do all those other backroom jobs. So if you're already training for or doing a job like that, it could be a great way of combining a love of music with your chosen profession.
Now you will hear part 2 again.
Hello, and thank you for inviting me to talk to you this evening about how to get into the music industry. So the first thing to note is that the music industry is constantly changing and evolving. You need to make sure you stay up to date and keep up with trends affecting the business. Check out specialist music websites for news and insight into the industry, and also trade magazines, which are produced for industry insiders, unlike other music magazines. Obviously, you'll need a CV when you apply, whether it's for an unpaid internship or for a paid job, and you need it to make an instant impression if you want to have a chance of getting an interview. It doesn't have to be very long, but it really does need to be memorable. As you know, there's a huge amount of competition for places. The person looking at your CV needs to see that you are enthusiastic and can use your own initiative. Unpaid interns are often expected to do administrative work, so if you have any experience in that area, do include it. You're unlikely to be involved in PR work or dealing directly with the stars. Lots of people who are now high up in the industry did low-paid jobs when they first started. You might be surprised to know that one top executive started out as an office cleaner. My first job was as what's known as a tea boy, and I'm happy with the way my career has progressed. I'm glad I didn't turn the first work offer down. It was a great way to get in. So, I suppose my main piece of advice to anyone considering applying for an internship is, don't limit yourself. People need to remind themselves that life is full of surprises and unexpected developments. You just never know what something relatively unexciting may lead to. And if you have any experience at all in the music industry itself, that will help too. I'd worked as a volunteer before applying for paid work. I'd spent 3 summers helping out at music festivals, and what started off as a desire to have a bit of fun turned into a passion for me. So I'd definitely recommend volunteering. All experience is useful, but having this kind of experience on your CV shows that you don't just know about theoretical aspects of the industry, but practical ones too. You should also try to meet people who work in the music business. Go to as many different networking events as possible. Check industry websites to find out about these. And there are also plenty of experts giving talks that you'll find useful. Conferences are also worth going to if you can, because you'll meet all sorts of helpful people there. One big music organisation also holds a series of informal music career talks in different parts of the country. You can meet people doing things from marketing to digital music production, a reminder that there are more roles in the music industry than just being a singer. If you're interested, come and see me after the talk and I'll give you the details. Finally, don't forget that like all other businesses, creative industries like the music industry also need lawyers and accountants and people to do all those other backroom jobs. So if you're already training for or doing a job like that, it could be a great way of combining a love of music with your chosen profession.
That is the end of part 2.